Hello, welcome to stage door number 21.
Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon to all of you. Now, first of all, a bit of news. We've decided that we're going to give the podcast seasons.
We have.
Just because, one, we're going to be busy next month. And I'm going on holiday. So therefore, we can conclude that podcast 21 is the end of season one.
Boo, I can hear you all saying.
Yes. Good news is, season two
begins
on the 1st of May 2019. So, after this week, we shall be back on the 1st of May, which is a Wednesday. But we shall have, oh my God, can you imagine the news section when we go from May?
That's all we'll cover. That's all we'll cover, just news.
So a four-hour podcast to look forward to in May with all the theatre news you will have missed. But anyway, in the meantime, this week,
we've got some very exciting news this week, haven't we? There's loads going on.
You've dug up some new theatre news, haven't you?
I have. A Reborn Theatre is set to open in Soho.
Christmas time news for two productions, because all you want to hear about right now is Christmas.
The last chance to see Jesus on a form of public transport.
And just how controversial is Dorfman's Downstate?
Oh, I'm looking forward to that very much.
Give us this exciting news about a new theatre.
Well, it's thrilling. I'm really excited about this, genuinely. So the Boulevard Theatre, Soho's newest playhouse, is set to be reborn after 25 years and it's going to be opening this autumn. Now, I caught this news on Instagram, so you can obviously have a look over there and see what's going on. But the Boulevard Theatre is the brainchild of Fawn James. She is a director of Soho Estates. I'm just giving you a bit of history here.
It's nice.
It's good to know, I think, where it's come from. And she's the granddaughter of Soho Estates founder Paul Raymond. Now, the revived venue is located on the site where Paul Raymond opened the original Boulevard Theatre, which was within the Raymond Review Bar. And I'm sure a lot of you know where the Raymond Review Bar once was. The Boulevard Theatre, within the Raymond Review Bar, welcomed comedians such as Rick Mayall, Frenchton Saunders, Eddie Izzard, to name but a few. And she intends, Fawn James, to honour her grandfather's legacy by helping to promote Soho as an arts and entertainment district. So collaborating with her is Rachel Edwards, best known for Sweeney Todd in London and New York and founder of Tooting Arts Club. She's going to be the artistic director and it's going to be presenting its own productions together with a very vibrant late night programme as well.
I like the idea of a vibrant late night programme.
Yeah, so it's kind of moving away from possibly once that what that venue once was, and it's moving into a bit of a new area.
Have we been drinking red wine? No.
It's a new area. I don't think I've ever heard of that word.
No.
A new era. Moving into a new era. But also very exciting, the auditorium is a revolving two-level, fully adaptable playing space with a seated capacity of 165.
Wow,
so there you go.
A revolving two-level one.
Yes, exactly. So we can look forward to the reopening of this in autumn 2019. Look no further. We'll have more news in season two about a programme because that hasn't been broadcast yet. And we'll let you know exactly what's going to come up there.
Ooh, excellent news.
Yes.
We like a new theatre in London. Now, the Dominion Theatre, which we know very well.
Yes.
Often does do a little Christmassy-themed show every now and then. It did Elf not that long ago. Do you remember Elf the musical?
Well, I didn't see Elf the musical. I've seen Elf the film, which I loved.
Yes.
Obviously, I didn't see Elf.
Now, what do you mean, obviously?
Well, just because I never see anything, do I? But, I've heard of it.
Oh, I see.
But I've just never seen it.
I missed the in-joke. Now, Elf the Musical was on there during the Christmas period, and it was made famous because it charged the most outrageous prices for seats ever recorded. Actually, now they don't seem so bad because most of the shows out there charge £160-odd for premium seats. However, the Dominion is doing its Christmas thing again and is going to be doing a revival of the Curve Leicester's White Christmas. It's directed by the Leicester venue's artistic director Nikolai Foster. The music will run at the theatre from the 15th of November to the 4th of January with Danny Mack, who is in Sunset Boulevard, and Dan Burton, who is in Gypsy, reprising their roles as Bob Wallace and Phil Davis, respectively. Have you seen the film, White Christmas?
Yes, I have. Yes. Wonderful film. Fantastic. Just
Christmas.
Everything in there. Yeah, just Christmas. But also Danny Mack, he's a bit hot, isn't he? I remember when he was on Strictly Come Dancing. And he was an excellent dancer, so there we go.
it's unusual for you to comment on the looks of a male performer.
I know, it should really be about talent. I'm sorry, I'm so base. Yes. Something that we have spoken about a couple of times that I just kind of felt, I saw this news and I thought, I know what our listeners really want right now.
Go on.
They want to know who has been cast as Joseph in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat alongside Jason Donovan and Meriden Smith.
Ugh.
What?
Okay.
Jack Yarrow.
Right.
Is making his professional stage debut. He is 21. He's from Cardiff. He recently appeared in the Arts Educational School production of Disney's Newsies. And tickets are selling like hotcakes. So Jack Yarrow is going to be joining Sheridan Smith and Jason Donovan on the stage as Joseph at the Palladium.
I think we've mentioned Joseph before.
I don't.
Donovan. Or Sheridan Smith.
But I think we have to eat our words a little bit because tickets are selling really well.
Oh, of course they are.
Yeah. Jack Yarrow can't believe his luck. Anyway, there you go. If you were wondering who's performing at the Palladium in the role of Joseph, it's an unknown person, but he's super talented.
Caitlin Moran is set to appear at the Ali Pally live in July. Are you a fan?
She's a bit feminist. Moran. She's a bit funny. So I thought it was worth shouting about.
Yeah.
And I've heard very good things about the new venue at Ali Pally, and it's just got a nice broad spectrum of programming. And I thought this was a nice thing to bring up.
So perhaps if you're going for the first time, this would be a good thing to go along.
Definitely. Excellent. And she's super hilarious. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Can I mention day seats, by the way?
Love a bit of day seatage.
Seats. I'm not sure we've mentioned this, but the Bridge Theatre are offering some day seats from £15 from 10 a.m. on the day. Tickets are limited to one per person for the next production, which I'm exceedingly excited about, starring Dame Maggie Smith as Brunhilde Ponsel, whose life spanned the 20th century and at one point was the secretary to Goebbels. Brunhilde eventually revealed her story in 2016, shortly before she died, to a group of Austrian filmmakers, and therefore this story is called A German Life. It's running from the 6th of April to the 11th of May, and I'm going to predict it's going to be a hot ticket and very good.
Yeah, very, very good indeed. And I think it's nearly sold out. So, and I've seen on their website that there are ways of contacting the theatre if you can't actually take the tickets that you've bought, so you can give them back again, because absolutely, you're correct. This is going to be a hot ticket. And this woman sounds like a phenomenal woman. Like, my goodness. Died in 2016. Anyway, so Faye Tozer is set to be appearing in
All About Jamie. Steps and Strictly finalist, huh? She is going to be Miss Hedge from the 6th of May until the 3rd of August.
Come Dancing at the end of the year. I think sometimes you can write these people off who had a lot of kind of stage school training.
Yes.
The Louise Redknapps.
I don't know what you mean.
And the Faye Tozers of this world.
Yes.
And then she appeared on Strictly and was really good. And she's super talented. And then, good, they've seen her talent and have brought her forward. Anyway.
As I think I said a while ago, Jamie has become this rotating stage for famous people to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
Not taking anything away from it whatsoever, because it's a great show. Phil Daniels and Janie D are to star in The Happy Prince, which is a new musical inspired by Oscar Wilde's classic fairy tale. It's also a recent film produced by Rupert Everett. And starred him too.
Lovely.
There we go. Bit of a fact for you there.
Nice. That'll be an interesting casting. Okay, fantastic. Well, we've spoken about this quite a lot, actually. Betrayal, starring Tom Hiddleston.
Have we?
Well, maybe.
With your boyfriend?
Will you go out with me, Tom Hiddleston? Jamie Lloyd's production. Who would have thought it? It's been extended. Not for particularly long, but you have got, I think it's an extra week. So Betrayal has now been extended through until the 8th of June with tickets on sale now. If you didn't grab the first bout of tickets to go.
That's the one to grab now. And him. It's been announced that the world premiere of Jude will be performed at the Hampstead Theatre, with full casting also confirmed. Inspired by the 1895 book Jude the Obscure by Thomas Hardy, the play follows Jude as she translates ancient Ancient Greek on the spot as she's fired from her cleaning job. Offered a place to study classics at Oxford University with immediate effect, Jude remains oblivious to the barriers which may halt her studies and achieving her lifelong dreams. Written by Howard Benton. Brenton, starring Isabella Niffar, previously starring in Goats at the Royal Court and Salom at the National Theatre. Actually, Salom was brilliant.
Really?
Yeah, that was okay. A great show. A lot of sand. Niffar is joined by Anna Sava, whose performing credits include Measure for Measure at the Arcola Theatre and appearing in the ITV sitcom The Durrells.
Durrells. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Oh, it's really good. It's based on the Gerald Durrell book, My Life and Other Animals or something, but it's really good.
God, how sorry am I? The Durrells.
The Durrells.
I think you'll find it's the Durrells. Jude is at the Hampstead Theatre from the 23rd of April to the 1st of June.
Lovely. Jubbly. It sounds a bit like Good Will Hunting. I've never read Jude the Obscure, first of all. Let's just say that.
Okay.
So before, I'm not referring back to Thomas Hardy. I'm sure Good Will Hunting referred to Thomas Hardy. However, well, you know, when somebody's hugely intelligent but comes from an underprivileged background and then therefore doesn't get to show
it sounds,
their talent.
Yes, and, I do get where you're coming from. Yeah. Stop digging the hole because actually it's all right.
Thanks.
Don't worry.
Not too deep yet. Tickets are now on general sale for Les Mis when it reopens at the Queen's Theatre on the 18th of December this year. The reborn production will be having a new stage, and that's exciting news.
It is. It's really exciting.
You don't like Les Mis, do you?
No, I love Les Mis. It's very nice, but I don't know how many times they can make it reborn.
Well, hopefully a lot more.
Yes. Money, 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 and more money, please, says Sir Cameron. The Menier Chocolate Factory has just sent us personally a reminder so that we can tell you all that it's now the last chance to book tickets to see Tennessee Williams' Orpheus Descending before ticket prices increase at 1 minute past midnight tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. I'm doing that now.
Are you doing that now? Okay. Directed by Tamara Harvey, who directed Home, I'm Darling, and it runs from the 9th of May to the 6th of July.
I am doing like that now. I love a bit of Tennessee Williams. Rehearsals are now underway for All My Sons, which is running from the 15th of April to the 8th of June at the Old Vic. And we mentioned this a few months ago. Sally Field is in it, Bill Pullman, Jenna Coleman and Colin Morgan. There are a few tickets left, but having looked on the website, most of them are restricted view. But I would just say go and try it, go and do it. The theatre isn't that big. If you want to see these four fantastic actors on stage, now is the time.
Let's be honest. A concrete pole in front of you is not going to ruin your experience at all.
No. I mean, you can lean a little to the left, you can lean a little to the right.
But you get to hear Sally Field and Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
What more could you want?
Take some binoculars.
Yes.
And maybe a hearing device.
What's on and closing soon?
Oh, yes, because there's loads of fantastic stuff on at the moment. But if you really want to go and see some good stuff, closing this Saturday, there's quite a lot that you need to quickly run out to the theatre for.
Go on.
Okay, so Anne Washburn's Shipwreck is on at the Almeida Theatre. Amazing reviews such as a thrillingly articulate, gripping autopsy on how the old political order died. That was from the Metro. An important play that not only examines the Trump phenomenon, but also asks why he was elected. That closes this Saturday. And just a little sousson. From across the room, I saw the president torchlight playing across his visage. Mm. And the violins began and the low rumble of the timpani. I screamed, I ran. An old farmhouse upstate. Snow is falling. Mountains are falling. Something is breaking apart. Why are you laughing? I'm trying to be dramatic.
I don't know. It's working.
Shut up. You are formally invited to dinner with the 45th President of the United States. There you go.
Brilliant. No, that sounds really
You should go and see that.
I
That's something right up
that.
Your alley.
Now, look, I'm only laughing because we laughed at my sorry pronunciation of the Durrells. But your pronunciation of timpani was fantastic. Thank you.
Timpani.
Yeah.
Shush, sorry.
I love it.
Shush. Timpani.
The timpani. The low rumble of the timpani.
Okay.
The engrossing and constantly riveting So says What's on Stage. Jesus hopped on the A train at the Young Vic, still running, however, closes on Saturday. This is from the Pulitzer Prize winner Stephen Adley Gurgis. It's a dark comedy about the contradictory nature of faith. I've heard good things. You should go see if you can.
Following a smash hit sellout run at the Edinburgh Fringe, Penelope Skinner's Fringe First award-winning play Angry Alan, that's closing this Saturday. It's on at the Soho Theatre. Tickets are only from £17. It's had 4 or 5 star reviews for its whole run. Looking out over the country, this country where I was born and raised, I wonder what's going to become of us, because this can't be the future, can it? Everyone just changing the rules. Maybe a play for our time.
You're being very theatrical today.
I'm really auditioning for something. I don't know what. I think it's because I've got my little...
What is it?
I don't know.
Opening tonight for previews at the National is Top Girls.
This looks awesome. I keep seeing this feed on my Instagram, and it's lots of... It's women.
You're really excited by this, aren't you? Wow.
I know. Well, because I keep seeing these pictures of lots of women all dressed up in different theatrical costumes. So there's one in like Tudor dress, and then there's another one
Viking
in like... looks cool.
Yeah, it looks really funny. We're seeing this on Saturday.
Of course you are.
It's running until the 22nd of June. So a little bit about it. Its tagline is, now hiring top girls wanted for prestige positions. Must be self-motivated go-getters with an appetite for success. No time wasters. Marlene is the first woman to head the Top Girls employment agency, but she has no plans to stop there. With Maggie in at number 10 and a spirit of optimism consuming the country, Marlene knows that the future belongs to women like her. It's the sort of thing I think will go down very well at this time and age.
Absolutely. It looks
really
awesome.
Yeah, it looks really good. I'm looking forward to that. Talking of the National, actually.
Yes, because you never do.
Because I never do. Went to see Downstate at the Dorfman.
Tell us more, because it sounds controversial, but perhaps it's not.
Well, in a way, it sort of is. It's a play about four convicted paedophiles living in a house together and how victims seek vengeance. So, yeah, a tad controversial.
Yeah.
Really interesting. Very interesting. Funny, sometimes emotional, and therefore, I would say, quite affecting. As a result, uncomfortable at times.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, I laughed at that. Is that right?
What, you laughed at it because of the delivery, because of the line? Were you the only one?
Because of the
laughing?
Line. No. There were people laughing. It's just my sixth sense of humour as well. But no, you found yourself laughing and then you're like, oh no, hang on a minute. That's quite serious.
So was it one of those plays that you were watching and you kind of go in there going, okay, I'm watching four paedophiles around a table. And then you kind of, well, That's what it is.
Yeah, convicted sex offenders, that's right.
Yes, exactly. So you're watching this, but then you can kind of be removed from the situation.
Well, you can. It's about humanity. I mean, these convicted gentlemen are humans, after all, and they have to live in a house with each other, and therefore with that comes the everyday living with people in a house. But in comes one of the abused to confront his abuser. And therefore begins the play. If that sounds of interest, I would go see it.
Okay,
I would go see it. But it is at parts sometimes quite shocking and uncomfortable, as I say. However, it was brilliantly acted. Brilliantly acted. Something to go see.
Okay.
Have I said that before?
You just once.
I think you should go see it.
I think if it's something that sounds of interest.
You should go see it.
Which I don't know whether it should sound of interest, but it really does, because it is... It's a controversial subject.
And sometimes a bit uncomfortable. Have I said that before? Anyway, if it's
funny
of interest, go and see it. It's funny at times, uncomfortable at others. It's running until the 27th of April.
Okay. Ain't too proud? Come on, tell us.
Broadway?
Yeah. Yes, Broadway.
Yeah, let's go to Broadway, shall we? Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations has now officially opened. I think we mentioned this ages ago. It's another jukebox musical.
Oh.
All about the Temptations. And most reviews sort of reflect that general feeling we have of jukebox musicals at the moment. It's slick production values, but hey, it's a story that... if you like The Temptations, you'll already know.
So is it the Temptation story, or have they just put a story to the music?
It's like Jersey Boys, I think.
Okay.
It's like the story of the Temptations.
Oh, no, I like Jersey Boys. Like, I like the story
behind
it.
Have you seen Jersey Boys?
Yes.
I've never seen it.
What?
Something you've dun, seen. Dun,
oh, no, I loved it.
Did you?
Yes, because it's real. Mm. I think it's just the history of it and how they got together and, yeah, the gangster and, you know, a bit of New York Italian violence and... That sounds really bad. I'm sorry, that doesn't reflect very well on me.
I love New but, York
yeah,
violence.
A bit of New York mafia violence. No, I just, it's, yes, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it's really good.
I don't know.
Then the music is actually very catchy as well.
Of course.
And it introduces
it
you to that music too, which I think anything like this, so like this Temptations musical, I'm sure there'll be something behind it that kind of ignites a fire and goes, oh yeah, wow, they really fought through adversity and came through and they brought out great music.
Yeah, I'm sure there is a dark story in there that they've brought to life. But anyway, that has now officially opened. We shall wait to see how well it does. Will it come over here is the question. I don't think so. I predict not.
I predict otherwise.
Oh,
because Motown did really well.
Motown's
closing
well.
Soon, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Off-Broadway, go on, what's going on if we're all heading over to New York?
Yeah, a little bit off-Broadway. I thought this was worth mentioning just because it made me giggle a little bit. Performances are beginning on March 22nd at a theatre called Theatre Row. The show is called A Musical About Star Wars, or Why Star Wars is the Greatest Thing in the Galaxy, Much, Much Better Than Star Trek.
Absolutely could not agree more. For God's sake.
That must be the longest title of a show in history. So it's a musical comedy produced and directed by Tom and Michael Dangora.
Dangora,
I think. Yeah. They've produced off-Broadway's various shows, including The Marvelous Wanderettes and Musical the Musical. So this looks like a bit of good fun.
This sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I
think it will do well.
Immediately.
It will do well.
Okay.
So if you're going over there, good luck. Go enjoy. That is it. It's a
yeah,
sad moment.
It is a sad
it's
moment.
It's a very sad
well, it's
moment.
Not, no, why are you saying it's sad? It's not sad. It's just the end of the season.
Yes.
Oh, should we mention about Frozen?
Do you want to burp into the mic a bit more?
I didn't burp.
Did you not? That looked like a burp. You sort of held your throat like as if you were going to go...
I could have done.
Oh.
But I didn't because I'm polite. I'm from Surrey.
You're from Surrey.
Timpani.
The Durrells and Timpani. No, yeah, we didn't
well,
mention
because
Frozen.
Because we didn't mention it last week, did we? And then I know obviously we popped it into our social media... Because we're foolish.
Yes, how exciting. Frozen is coming to the West End.
Drury Lane. Yes. I know, very exciting.
Yes, I think we mentioned that might happen. But
I think you mentioned it just before Christmas.
Yes.
You're like, I bet it will come over here.
I bet it will come over
Have
here.
Have you got tickets yet?
No, because I don't think there's any news of how you will get them. However, we can say that when there is news, we shall be the first to tell you.
Absolutely. Okay, well, it's been a pleasure this first season. I've enjoyed it.
I've enjoyed it. We've celebrated, I don't know if you could tell, with a few glasses of wine.
Just one?
Just one or two.
But that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough for us. I hope you've enjoyed it. All feedback welcome. Be kind. The email address is thestagedoorwithrobandal@gmail.com.
And we're on Instagram and Twitter. Come find us. We are getting lots of likes and just general
dislikes
following.
And...
No, we haven't had any dislikes.
No,
well, you might have done. I haven't. Come and join us. We're here. And we're not just here to talk about what's going on in the West End. We're also here to talk about find out what actually happens behind the scenes. If you're somebody who works behind the scenes, not just on stage, if you're a performer, that's amazing. But we want to hear from everybody that works in the fabulous world of theatre. We would be very, very happy to interview you and find out a little bit more about your life. So do email us, get in touch. We're here.
We will come visit you with our little recorder and we'll sit in a nice cafe and buy you a coffee. What more could you want? Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you on May the 1st.
Bye-bye.
Bye.